Gloucester in King Lear. These late eclipses and the sun and moon portend no good to us. Though the wisdom of nature can reason it thus and thus, yet nature finds itself scourged by the sequent effects. Love cools, friendships fall off, brothers divide, in cities, mutiny, in countries, discord, in palaces, treason. And the bond cracked twixt son and father. Alright, that's Shakespeare talking to us through a character called Gloucester in King Lear. Act 1, scene 2. You got a good image here. The late eclipses. When they're talking about eclipses, things go very, very bad. I think that's one of the things that we want to emphasize, because that's one of the impressions that people had during an eclipse. Things just go all... they portend no good. Quoted, and I can't make it much more succinct than that. Let's start by looking at what Shakespeare says about eclipses. Got that? In order to address the eclipses, particularly this most recent round of eclipses, in order to address this, I've had a lot of questions, and when I keep getting the same question over and over and over again, I have to come up with a way to package all that material up and put it in one place and make it easily available for a lot of people, rather than just trying to answer everybody individually. I don't mind answering everybody individually if it's just one or two questions, but when I get hundreds of questions, this is the most expedient route. What experience do I have? I'm an astrologer. I've been writing horoscopes off and on since 1987. I wrote my first one in 1987. By about 1995, I was writing a regular weekly column, got picked up by AOL, the rest is history. It's on the website astrofish.net. Look it up, blah, blah, blah. I've been at this a while, okay? And it's important because eclipses run on basically an 18-year cycle. And if we're gonna look at that 18-year cycle, I've been at this long enough that I've written horoscopes all the way through at least one set of eclipse cycles. So we've seen all of this material before. That gives me a little bit of background. It gives me some historical precedent that I can work with. Now, I started out by quoting Shakespeare because Shakespeare had a working knowledge of astrology. Matter of fact, at the very end of that scene, one of the characters goes and mocks astrology, which I think is kind of fascinating because if you follow the rest of the play, it winds up playing out just the way the stars predicted. Makes it kind of fun like that. This is about this eclipse pattern, though, and what we're going to do with this eclipse pattern and how to address this disparate energy, how to put it to use, what is the best way to go about using this material. We have to understand some of the basics of what makes an eclipse happen. An eclipse occurs when the sun gets in the way of the moon. Moon gets in the way of the sun. Now let's back up because we have to have a little bit of astrological instruction, a little bit of my materials, which I thought I had covered with you, and apparently I haven't. So let's go back. Just take one little step back and let's look at this. When I'm looking at an astrology chart, when I'm looking at a natal chart, okay, chart somebody's born with, first thing I look at is where the sun is. When I'm floating around town and I run into somebody and say, hey, what's your birthday? What I'm doing is I'm getting a sense of where their sun would be located. My astrological column that I write, the horoscopes that I write, they're based on sun sign. I mean, that's my starting point that I use. That's where we begin for all this stuff, is we start with the sun sign. What do you do with that, okay? That's the starting point. The sun talks about our basic ego, our basic drive, who we are. Like in my heart of hearts, I'm a Sagittarius. It's the way I'm wired. That's what we start with. That's not what we end with, but that's where we start. Okay? That has to do with your sun. So when I'm looking at an astrology chart, the first thing I do is I get some sense about what somebody is based upon their sun sign. And there's also the position and the degree, and there's a lot of other little factors like that that I pay attention to. Let's not complicate this right now. Your sun is your basic ego drive. Okay? When I look at somebody's moon, I look at what their emotional side is. Fears, wants, desires. When I'm, not to be sexist, but the way I break it down, does sound a little sexist. Women tend to resemble their moon sign as much as they resemble their sun sign, whereas guys, typically, the only time you see our moon sign act out is when you put us under pressure. And when you put us under pressure, we get scared. When we're cornered, we react out of what our moon sign would be. I'm not saying that it's always like that, but it's a good guideline to start with. And once again, this is the sun is our basic drive and the moon is our emotional side. Okay, let's start with that as a preamble. From this preamble, what I want to do is I want to take it one step further and then look at what happens with the mechanics of an eclipse. The mechanics of an eclipse is when the sun gets in the way of the moon or the moon gets in the way of the sun. We have lunar eclipses and solar eclipses. Right now, and the reason we're attempting this material is because we are bookended by several different, we've got two lunar eclipses and then we've got a solar eclipse right in the middle. Solar eclipse happens to be Sagittarius and Gemini, so this has a lot to do with me, as you might expect. With a basic understanding of the mechanics, sun gets in the way of the moon gets in the way of the sun. What we have is a super luminary cycle, okay? So it's a super, when the sun and the moon are in the same sign, in the dark of the moon, it's one of the best times to plant new seeds. When the sun and the moon are in the same sign and there's an eclipse, like there was at Gemini a couple of weeks ago, what it's going to do is it's going to act like a super new moon. What this requires is a particular way to approach this energy. Now, by the same token, when we have the sun and the moon opposite, and the sun gets in the way of the moon, or the moon gets in the way of the sun, what we have to do is realize, like we're going to have, even now as I'm speaking, we've got the sun is in Gemini and the moon is in Sagittarius. What we have now is going to be super solar, a super full moon. That's the way I like to call it. It's a super full moon because it has the same effect as a full moon, only it's like they ratcheted up to 11. And I'm not even sure that joke works anymore. Or it's over the top. It's a little, it introduces a level of insanity that sometimes we can do without. When I started out talking about what Shakespeare talked about, he said they pretend no good. And that's because people will miss the implications of the eclipse. What an eclipse is, the sun getting in the way of the moon or the moon getting in the way of the sun, what we have is that energy is intensified. And it's a matter of finding the correct outlet for that very intense energy. And that's the suggestion that I start with. Eclipses follow patterns. And an eclipse will occur usually for round numbers, I just say for 18 months, we're going to have an eclipse pattern in a particular sign, or it's actually in a polarity of signs because, as an example, this is a Gemini-Sagittarius eclipse. It's a matter of realizing that you're going to have this action going on a Gemini-Sagittarius sort of a axis is the way I like to put it because it's in both signs and there's a polarity there. It's a matter of like grasping and understanding what the symbolism is inherent in that eclipse pattern. This one's about change. It's about change, maybe not our own making, but a change that needs to be made. The problem is that this is going on in mutable signs. And with it being in mutable signs, it's a matter of it's going to do that Gemini thing. It's not going to offer one solution. It's going to offer about 16 different solutions. And instead of grasping the first one and saying, it's going to be this for sure, slow down. There might be a couple of different ones we want to do. There might be several different things to do. The super full moon is a whole lot of fun for me. There's a very interesting little sidetrack here. There was in one of Chaucer's Canterbury Tales, there's a story about how a magician made the rocks appear. And what it was is it was an eclipse-based super low tide that happened. And because of that, this showed up in literature, and they backtracked this. The scientists have had a lot of fun with this. And I rather enjoyed reading the scientists and the astronomers back up my astrology, because after all, Chaucer was an astrologer, not really an astronomer, although they were all the same thing at one time. Now, as an example of a historical precedent that we have with eclipses, there's another one that comes to mind from one of my favorite Sagittarius authors, and that would be Mark Twain. And he talked about the eclipse in the Connecticut Yankee in King Arthur's Court. Just another little sidebar item there. You can see I'm flaunting my literature background. What this does, and what happens with these eclipses, and why Shakespeare said, oh, these eclipses portend no good, is because they unleash a certain amount of irrational energy. And it's a matter of figuring out that this energy is irrational and embracing the irrational energy and saying, all right, this isn't working out, or I want to do this, or I want to do that. Notice that I'm prefacing my action with I want, or I'm going to do this because it looks like it'll be fun. Again, I'm prefacing it with desire rather than with something that's based on needs. I need to do this for myself. No, I don't need to do this for myself, but it looks like it would be a lot of fun to do for myself. That's the caution, and some of these are word games that we play, with ourselves. This is what I'd watch out for as we watch this material start to unfold. I've tracked this over the years. My observation has been it's about up to 10 days after an eclipse before the dust settles. All right? Now, we had a lunar eclipse, now we've got a solar eclipse, and then we've got another lunar eclipse. And the lunar cycle is 14 days, so you got about 4 days right before everything comes unzipped again. Therein is the problem, but there's also some solutions because you're aware of that now. The correct way to deal with this kind of energy, what I really strongly recommend, is when we know there's an eclipse occurring, and if you've gotten a reading from me in person in the last 6 weeks, I've warned you about this because it started right around June 1st and it's going to go until the middle of July, and things are just going to be rather chaotic. Chaotic bad, chaotic good. Well, I've warned you about it. You're aware of it. Therefore, you know which direction this is going to go. I tend to think that this is chaotic good, but I'm also a mutable sign and I'm a Sagittarius, and this stuff lines up with me and it lights me up just like a little Christmas tree. It's a matter of embracing the energy. What it does, and remember, my observation is up to 10 days after the eclipse happens, we've got this kind of insanity, because think about it. The sun gets in the way of the moon, or the moon gets in the way of the sun. The sun represents who we are. The moon is our emotional side. We let our emotions overrule what our rational brain knows is right. And if we're not careful, we do really stupid things, but they were sure fun at the time. Now, what I'm warning you about is making permanent decisions when a temporary decision or stopgap decision is a whole lot better. Let's do this for right now, rather than saying, this is it, it's etched in stone, I'm not making another decision. Can be a problem. There's a huge amount of unstable energy that goes with this. Another endeavor that I would encourage at this time, on these eclipses, it's a great time to launch a new project. It's a super new moon. It's not just a new moon, it's a super new moon. And what you've got is you've got load up the shotgun and take a shot and use as much scatter shot as possible, because you can throw a whole bunch of stuff out there and I'm not sure what's going to land where. I'm completely uncertain of what's going to end up in which pot, in which stew, in which mixture, what's going to be the best. What I do want to suggest is that you take a try. You know, what I do is I shoot about 3 different things out. And then wait and collect, and it's like I got 3 different things that are going, and we just wait and see which one hits. June 1st, I launched a new project. I got some stuff that got the ball rolling on a new project that I was working on, and I was unsure of which direction this new project was going to take. And I've watched with almost no effort whatsoever for me, other than putting the pieces into play, putting together the website, setting it up, and just putting it right there and letting it go. I've watched as it's unfolded and it started to gather traction. It started to have this snowball effect. The original target was to see if it was going to do 1,000 hits in a month. It did 1,800 in the first month. So this little project is starting to go really well. It's not even linked from any of my websites, which is kind of amazing if you think about it. Now, little projects like that, that we watch. I cannot anticipate a return from this anytime soon. This is just one of three or four different things that I launched June 1st, and which one is going to last, I don't know. I'm completely unsure of which one is going to last. It's a matter of taking some shots and just seeing what happens. Throwing the pieces out there, see who salutes. Run it up the flagpole, see if anybody salutes. Fire all your guns at once, to quote a song. If you can come up with that song quote, I owe you something, I'm not sure. This is just a brief introduction, a brief overview of what we can expect from these eclipses. What are you going to do with this energy? It's present. It's not exactly stable, but it's good if you play it right. These late eclipses pretend no good. Actually, they do pretend good if you're willing to work with it. You're aware about it, and that's all you need. Good luck.